klasična enourna vožnja po DIY sceni. Subway drvi vsak torek ob 11 zvečer. Iz podhoda ni izhoda.
Rado i Olvidado i novi odličan Dibit Krast iz Barcelone Instinto.
Ajmo, punkeri!
U nocojšnjem sabaju intervju s gitaristom i neapoliških Warplague Andyjem Leftonom. Pod koncertom Martyr Dödin, Rotten Sound, ki bodo u mostovni prihodni torek, ter Black Gust in Damage is Done, ki su u subotu u Gromki. Jutri u Zagrebu hardcore veselica s Profane.
People must trust us.
U Instinto igraju člani drugih bendovi iz Barcelone, kod su Total Leakers, Hijos Tarados, Infame, Patacazo, Escupe in tako naprej. Na prvem albumu su pripravili mešanicu DP temačnog hardcore i melodičnega krasta, komad Oscuridad, sicer zaključuje njihov 10-komadni album.
Ajmo, fuckeri!
Torej, poslušamo Instinto z njihovega prvega albuma, ki so ga objavili lanskega poletja v sodelovanju s petimi DIY založbami. Naj omenem Angry Voice, Grita Omuere, Hysterical Records, Mass Production in Svoboda Records. Instinto igrajo od leta 2011, njihova glasba predvsem spominja na Wolf Brigade in Victims, torej švedski temačni krast, kot tudi na njihove rojake Kaja in na zgodnje Tragedy in From Ashes Rise. V besedilih govorijo o družbeni nepravičnosti, kritizirajo usiljene avtoritete, sicer pa je slišati tudi dokaj samokritike. Na albumu praktično ni slabe točke, vse je narejeno tako kot se spodobi za odličen krast album, v tem pa je tudi morda edina pomanjkljivost. Načrtujejo novi album kot tudi split z Rukus iz Mehike, z albuma Instinto še dva komada, Fuego y Revueltas in Dias de Dolor. Medtem, ko si odlično pesem Dominacion lahko gledate kot spot na spletni strani Reš v rubriki Subway. Blood je še jedan izmed komadov z odličnega albuma On a Darker Dawn minneapoliških krastrije War Plague. Zame je album On a Darker Dawn, ki se pojavil lani za Profane Existence, ena izmed pet najbolj prepričljivih krast plošč v lanskem letu. Štiri komade z tega albuma smo poslušali prejšnji mesec, medtem pa mi uspelo dobiti intervju z enim izmed kitaristov benda Andyjem Leftonom, ki sva ga posnela prejšnji vikend. Nocoj v sabi je del tega intervjua, ki ga lahko v celoti poslušati v prihodnjo soboto med 18 in 19 uro. Z Andyjem so se pogovarjala predvsem o novem albumu, ki ni preproduciran kot mnoge krast plošče, ima čist in surov zvok. Zanimalo me je, ali je takšen zvok tisto, kar so resnično želeli na prvem albumu.
I think ultimately in the end we are pretty satisfied and we definitely don't want that overproduced kind of commercial sound. We definitely want to have that kind of raw, crusty, kind of stench core sound to it. And I think we kind of accomplished that with Darker Dawn. You know, you kind of want to go for that overall kind of crusty sound. You know, I mean, ultimately in the end we are a punk band, so we, you know, having that commercial sound isn't really going to really do too much for what we're going for. You know, we're trying to go for that kind of older aesthetic sound because I think it really carries a lot more character to it instead of having this hyper digital, overly clean sound. So, yeah, we're satisfied with it.
V glasbi War Plague je možno slišati veliko podžanrov punka, hardcora in metala, sicer pa sem v eni recenziji na spletu prebral, da so War Plague post-ambient black metal crust core, kar je na nek način oksimoron. Kako pa v bendu vidijo mešanico različnih stilov, ki jih igrajo?
Yeah, I think I remember reading somewhere about the quote post-ambient black metal crust core. And to me, that's just silly. That just doesn't even sound like anything that we're trying to do. You know, it's not like we're trying to be this crust core ambient style band with heavy atmosphere. You know, we just do what we do naturally. You know, we're not trying to mimic anything. I mean, yes, we do have influences. We all have influences. But I think the diversity of our range, if you'd even say that, I think comes from everybody. So everybody in the band is influenced by something differently. We all agree on a lot of stuff, but ultimately the big picture of each member is we kind of have the same background, but a very diverse range of music, you know. So some people like, you know, the metal aspect of it. Some people like the punk. Some people like the crust. Some people like the more moody kind of sound. So it comes from all over. And then we just kind of put it into one bag, mix it up, and I guess this is what we come up with. You know, the music we write, we don't really want to have the same formula, so to speak, one song after another. We kind of want to switch it up and play around with stuff. So I think it's just diverse range that everybody brings to the table.
Praktično je nemogoče, da Warplague ne bi primerjali z njihovimi someščani Misery, ali tudi Warplague delijo takšno mnenje, namreč mnogi vidijo Warplague kot naslednike Misery, čeprav ekipa iz Misery še zmeraj obstaja in je zelo dejavna. Po drugi strani pa so člani Warplague igrali v mnogih drugih bendih in bi bilo na nek način logično, da so pobrali kaj več od denimo Provoked, Flux of Disorder, Hallows ali denimo Path of Destruction. Andy Lefton je igral Provoked in Pontius Pilate.
Actually, it's kind of funny that this question brings up the topic of the comparison with Misery, because we as a band, actually a couple weeks ago, were just talking about this, and we realized that a lot of people put us side by side with Misery. And yes, Misery are, they're our very close friends, you know, we pretty much consider them family, but we don't consider ourselves to be comparable to them. Yeah, our music falls in the vein of maybe what they're doing, but so does other bands. You know, so it's not like we're trying to carry this specific Minneapolis crust flag, you know, and passing it on to us from Misery. We're not doing that. And we actually don't even really like to compare ourselves or have others compare us to Misery, because we're not really doing that. Sure, we are in the same vein and realm of music, absolutely, but it's not our intention to do what they're doing or take place of what they're doing. Yeah, we do have a background with playing with them, but I think it's just because we all kind of grew up together, you know. So I would, to say that Warplague and Misery are kind of A and B to each other, I wouldn't say that at all. There may be some similarities, but you're going to find similarities in any of the music like this is being played.
Kakšna je zgodba o imenu, ali je ime Warplague povezano z istoimenskim science fiction romanom, sem še vprašal kitarista Andyja.
I don't know, there's really no connection to the name Warplague. Honestly, we had a really, really hard time finding a name for the band. Originally, I was trying to push for Attrition, but we found out there was another Attrition elsewhere, and we just weren't sure with it. But as you know, we ended up calling the split with Police Bastard Attrition, so that's originally where the name came from. I don't know. It took us a long time to find a name, you know, and I think we were just sitting around at the pub one night, and we were just kind of writing words down. And we were trying to really affiliate ourselves and where our ideals, our ideology lies with words. And it was just kind of like war, you know, and then plague. And then we just kind of mix and matched. And it just made sense, you know. At first, we just kind of like scoffed at it and like, oh, another war band. But it works for what we're doing, because we're not just another war band. We're not doing that just because war sucks. We know war sucks, you know, but I think Warplague as a whole really kind of explains the story of what we're doing musically and lyrically. You know, it's important that we get that message across, that we're not just trying to be another, you know, generic type band. You know, it's important to us that we symbolize and we portray, you know, what the name represents, you know, as a whole and as individuals as well. So, yeah, that's kind of the backstory. So nothing too specific. It would just kind of happen.
Warplague so eden izmed redkih krust bendov, ki ima razumljive vokale. Lepo se sliši, da imajo precej črnoglede vizije prihodnosti. Kako pa se to navezuje na njihova anarhistična prepričanja, v katerih prevladuje optimizem za spremembe, za revolucijo?
Yeah, I don't know. The clarity in our vocals, you know, we didn't, like the previous question, you know, we just didn't want to be another band that was just, you know, grunting about this and that and how war sucks, you know. We kind of try to see the world for what it is. And we're not trying to be negative, even though some of the imagery and some of the lyrical content comes across that way. But it's also telling a story, you know, of kind of how we see the world. And the only way out of seeing it as we do, you know, is to be smarter about what you do in life. You know, be smarter in what you do in the world and how you contribute to the world. And I mean, I would say that is our revolution. You know, we're not going to sit here and preach revolution as a whole to the world and be like, you know, let's change the world. You know, man has been trying to do that since day one. And I think that if we were to start with ourselves, you know, and start with kind of what we're doing with our music, I think that is our revolution. You know, I think as having an anarchist attitude, that's internal as well. You know, I think that if you practice something internally and you can relay that attitude outwards through the music, through the imagery, and through what we're trying to do with everything in regards to the music, the band, and the art, then I think that's a revolutionary start, you know, because in order to really make change, begin with yourself, and you're going to have influence, you know, on the outside world once you begin that process.
Warplex za letos pripravljajo dve novi plošči, EP in album, obe se založbo Profane Existence. Kaj pričakujejo od novih plošč?
Well, at this point, the only thing that I can really say about this, the new releases for 2013, is yes, we do have the 7-inch EP coming out on Profane Existence, and that's going to be a 3-song. And I just finished up the art for that. And so I would imagine pretty soon that PE is going to start advertising that. That's pretty much all I can say about that. And then we have another 12-inch coming out after that. And unfortunately, I don't have a date or a time when we're going to do that. It is going to happen in 2013, but you know, I would imagine it would be soon after the 7-inch release. And I believe the 7-inch is going to be in July. And this was all recorded in the same session. So, like I mentioned before, this is the best recording we've ever done as Warplague. And I think personally, this is the best recording I've ever done with any band that I've been in. So, you know, we're going to be around for a while doing it this way. And I think we really found our niche. And so that's what we have planned so far for 2013.
Za konec pa sem kitarista Andyja Leftona, ki se preživlja z delom 3D animatorja, vprašal, ali bodo kmalo uresničili evropsko turnejo, saj kot Warplague še niso igrali v Evropi.
There's been talk, but there's no solid plans to do a European tour. We have absolutely talked about it, you know, but it's a little different for us now because, you know, when we were in Pontius Pilate or in Calloused or Provoked, it was easier because we had less obligations with our lives. You know, we could just work some crappy part-time job, save a bunch of money, and then go abroad and tour for a couple months. You know, things now are, you know, it's 10 years later, and things are a little different. You know, it doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It's just, you know, things change in life. So, yes, we do have an idea that we are going to do it. We just don't have a solid plan. You know, if we were to do it, it'd be, you know, a 10-day, 2-week kind of thing maximum, you know, because everybody's got families now and you know, jobs and, you know, just all that kind of those typical life obligations that kind of come your way the older you get. So, yes, we do want to do it. That is an absolute for sure thing. We just don't know when we would do it. Hopefully sooner than later, that's for sure.
Hvala Andyju Leftonu za odgovore, torej to je bil del pogovora s kitaristom Krust benda Warplague iz Minneapolisa Andyjem Leftonom. Celotni intervju kot tudi več komadov z albuma On a Darker Dawn pa si poslušajte v soboto v terminu intervjua Ereša ob 18. uri. Te pa še eden izmed komadov z njihovega prvega albuma On a Darker Dawn, komad Earth and Decay. Na spletni strani Ereš v rubriki Savaj pa si lahko gledate koncertno različico komada Crusher.
Som man säger här i Tyskland, det svarta blocket, svartklädda, delvis maskerade demonstranter som egentligen inte alls vill tala med oss.
Yeah.
Wolfborn je še eden izmed komadov iz lanskega albuma švedskih krasterjev Martyr Död, ki bodo prihodnji torek igrali v Mostovni. Gre za njihovo četrto veliko ploščo Paranoja, ki so je lani posneli za Southern Lord Records. Album smo lani tudi poslušali v Subwayu, sicer so Martyr Död od leta 2001 objavili še self-titled album ter albuma In Extremis in Sect. Imajo še split EP We Walk the Line, Sunday Morning Einsteins, s katerimi imajo tudi personalne naveze, kot tudi z War Victims, Give Gas Attack in še nekaterimi bendi, ne nazadnje tudi Skid System. Martyr Död igrajo nasledi udarnih švedskih temačnih in hrusljavih debit hardcore bendov, kot sta tudi War Collapse ali Bull Brigade. Obenem imajo veliko več black metalskih elementov, niso pa zapustili svojega političnega angažmaja.
Hey, no speed, no punk!
Martyr Död bodo v Novi Gorici igrali v družbi finskih crossoverjancev Rotten Sound, ki so letos postregli z novim EP-em Species at War. Gre za konceptualni EP, saj ko gre za zaporedje naslove sedmih komadov od razlogov za vojno preko vojne in mira do odrešitve. Znova so zmetali v hrupno podobo vse, kar se lahko da, od discrust punka do brutalnega death metala, sicer pa je to zdravi grindcore, ki je nasledi njihovega zadnjega EP-a Napalm. V Sloveniji so pustili odličen odpis na odru, ko so rasturili v paketu z Malevolent Creation in Hate Flow. Rotten Sound imajo še albume Under Pressure, Drain, Murder Works, Exit in Cycles. Z letošnjega EP-a Species at War sledita War in Peace. Sudnice, novi komad zagrebških Damage is Done, ki jih poznamo z njihovega prvega dema iz leta 2011. Ekipa brska po zapuščini skandinavskih bendov, predvsem finskih iz začetka 80-ih let, kot sta Tervet, Kadet in Ristetit ali po švedskih Puke in Abscum, so vsekako reden izmed bolj zanimivih in prepričljivih punk bendov, ki se pojavijo v zadnjem času v Zagrebu, pripravljajo novo ploščo.
Ajmo jaz še novel.
Damage is Done bodo v soboto gromki, tako kot zagrebski hardkorovci Black Gust, ki so postregli s prvim in sicer šestkomadnim EP-em. Gre za 7-incher psychedelic Millstorm, ki se pojavil pri založbi Doomtown Records, sodelovali sta pa tudi založbi Napravi zajedno in DHPA KF47. Gre za še enega izmed novejših zagrebskih bendov, ki navdih išče v ameriškem hardkoru iz zgodnjih 80-ih let in punk roku ali garažnem punku, kot so denimo The Pathetics, ki smo jih poslušali v prejšnji torek. Black Gust sicer največkrat primerja z Adolescence in Poison Idea ali pa Annihilation Time. Black Gust pripravlja tudi split EP z Dykeman Family, nocoj Tired Out and Trapped in Static njihovega prvega EP-a. Tired out. Straight to the Dome je naslovni komad z novega lanskega albuma njujorškega hardcore benda Propane, ki sodi u drugi val njujorškega hardcore in je postao sinonim za metalcore vzhodne ameriške obale. Na letošnji evropski turneji ne bodo obiskali Slovenije, tako kot so to storili po predzadnjem albumu Absolute Power, ki so ga v Ljubljani predstavili pred slabim letom in pol, temveč bodo jutri v zagrebskem Ksetu. Sicer pa so bili Propane pri nas v drugi polovici 90-ih let, ko so bili precej sveži, saj igrajo od leta 92, pevec in basisti že prej zažigal s crossover skupino Crumb Suckers. Agresivni in metalizirani poulični hardcore Propane je že s prvim albumom Foul Taste of Freedom zakoličil metalcore kot pomemben žar znotraj hardcora, sami pa so z vsako novo ploščo poskusili dodati kaj več, da bi izpopolnili svoj zvok in znova impresionirali sceno, ponavadi na način, da bi čim bolj zagrabili v zapuščino trash metal bendov. Zabeležena je tudi rap epizoda na njihovi drugi plošči Fruit Parts, pri kateri je sodeloval Ice-T. Torej so ponujali hibrid, ki se ni oziral preveč nazaj na old school crossover. Z novo ploščo pa so vendar zašli tudi v to smer, čeprav niso odstopili od svojega Die Hard sloga. Za mnoge sta še zmera najboljša njihova albuma Contents Under Pressure in Propane, čeprav je njihov 13. album Straight to the Dome, tudi poslastica za hardcore obce Bloodlust for War.
Just what we've waited for.
Od koncertov torej Prof Pain bodo jutri igrali v zagrebškem Xetu v družbi še treh hardcore bandov Six Reasons to Kill, Undivided in Don Gato. Petek v Ilirski Bistrici, v MKNŽ-ju Krlja se Puku in Žiška Hlače, isto noč v Ljubljani, Orto Baru, Golivog Insane in Hand in Mine. Potem soboto v Gromki, Black Gas, Damage is Done, Growing Reds in Positive Direction. In torek v Novi Gorici, v Mostovni, Rotten Sound, Martyr Dude in Enabler.
Dangerous music for dangerous people.
Naslednji torek v Sabi, v novi španski narhopunk band Akrataka, potem skandinavska naveza Snig Mord, nova plošča milanskih kalašnikov ter split portugalskih rupnežev Utopium in Life Deceiver. Verjetno tudi D-Beat Krust iz Litve, Žmog Gedra, in nova kompilacija portlandskih punkerjev Defiance od koncertov Dying in This Place in 08.
Groj!
Za konec še jeden izmed komadov z novega albuma Propane Straight to the Dome, Nothing Left.
Party's over, punk.
Tudi nocoj sem z vami bil Goc, lepo se imejte, pazite nas in seveda se slišimo naslednji torek ob 11. zvečer. Lahko noč.
Hvala. Vsa zadnja pjesma za večera.
Government and you take away the lies, kill all the politicians and no one else will die. Think of what you're doing, children. Life is in your hands. It should be also obvious now, especially to you. So stop the government army and disarm all police. Our only chance for freedom is through honesty and peace. Take control of yourself.
Keep right still, keep right still, keep right still.